This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Take a one-time giant telecommunications company, some whiz-bang satellite technology, a shaky business plan, and a market literally the size of the planet, and you've either got a spectacular corporate failure, a really good story to tell, or maybe some combination of both. The company here is Motorola. The satellite technology is called Iridium. The planetary marketplace is cell phone coverage on every inch of the planet. John Bloom's book about it all is called Eccentric Orbits, The Iridium Story. John, it's good to talk to you.
Happy to be here.
I suppose we ought to start with some technical details here. The Iridium story. What is the Iridium system?
Iridium was the most complex satellite constellation ever put into space at a time when Motorola had decided that the answer to the world's use of cell phones would be to put the cell towers in the sky instead of trying to build cell towers 1 to 5 miles apart all across the whole world. And so they opened for business and nobody came. And then when their business plan didn't work out, they decided to just crash them into the ocean.
Which is cutting to the chase a little too fast. So let's back up for a minute.
Okay.
One of the things that comes through in this book is what a powerhouse Motorola used to be.
Yeah. Motorola was one of the most powerful companies in the world, and certainly probably the most powerful electronics company in the world. They were the only American company that was able to go up against the Japanese and win. And at the time that Iridium was created, they were looking for really the next generation of what Motorola could be. Motorola had invented the car radio. They had done most of the electronics infrastructure for everything that was ever launched into space. But they'd never owned a system like this, a communication system. So this was sort of the next step for Motorola. And it probably was the only place in the world that could have done something this complex at that time in history.
Well, the amazing thing is that, and even in like 2000 or something, cell phone coverage was only like 8% of the planet or something. I mean, the need for this, whether it's ocean voyages or whatever, was real.
Yeah, I mean, people think cell phones are usable in a much larger area than they are. Only about 14% of the Earth has cell phone coverage. The only phone that works on every inch of the planet is the Iridium phone.
Give me then the business proposition, because launching satellites is not cheap. The handsets for this thing were not cheap, and it was a big swallow for Motorola to try to get this thing going.
Well, we're talking about the early 90s. This was long before people thought that your cell phone would be a little computer that had data. They thought the only people who would be able to afford this, and really the only people who would want it, would be the international business traveler. That's what they called their target customer, the international business traveler. And they designed their whole business plan to appeal to this person. It completely failed. It was bankrupt within 9 months.
It was, you write, at the time, the biggest and the fastest bankruptcy we've ever seen.
Yeah, it was 1 year before Enron, so Enron kind of eclipsed it. But but at the time, yeah, it was the biggest bankruptcy ever.
A word about where Iridium is now. Obviously, they're still up there, and there are plans for a second generation, right?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, you know, when the Malaysian airliner went off the grid last year, people were sort of amazed, you know, how can an airliner disappear? But actually, that's happened many, many times in the past. That will no longer happen once the second generation of Iridium is in the skies, because the Arion system, which will be part of the new Iridium that's be launched later this year, it'll be fully operational in about 2 years, will finally track every airplane 24/7, 365, so nobody will ever leave the grid. So Iridium is continuing to do things that, you know, were previously impossible and will probably ensure its survival for decades to come, if not, you know, a couple more centuries.
The book by John Bloom, and it's a good one, is called Eccentric Orbits. It's about the Iridium satellite system and the phones that go along with it. John, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It is a good read, as I said. We've got an excerpt of it at marketplace.org.